Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show. Getting down to the end of August. This is the 25th, last Tuesday in August, and what a wonderful Tuesday morning it is. Less smoke in the air, good forecast. We've got a wonderful guest coming up here in a moment, Heidi Bohol with the local YMCA. We're going to take a quick look at the weather first. Today it's supposed to be a high of 92 degrees and sunny. Notice there's no haze in the forecast. Tonight, low of 54, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, we repeat with the 93 degrees for the high, but a slight chance of showers and then a slight chance of thunderstorms. Notice the slight. Lows in the 50s. Thursday, we return with high only in the 80s as we come back down a little bit in temperatures. Friday, 77 degrees. Looks ideal. And so with the weather done, we're going to commence to our show here. We've got Heidi Bohol from the YMCA. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show, Phil.
Good. I always stumble over your title. Let's get the titles out of the way, and then we'll talk a little bit about really who you are and what that role really is with the Y.
Yeah. So my title, technically, I'm the executive director at the Lighthouse YMCA here in Sandpoint. So that is my official title. And so I kind of oversee the operations of our branch here in Sandpoint. So we are part of an association. So we're a part of the YMCAs of the Inland Northwest. So that includes the branch here in Sandpoint and then four in Spokane, as well as our resident overnight sleepaway camp for kids called Camp Reed.
Mm-hmm. And you've not been on the air for a while, so let's tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in Sandpoint, and what brought you here, what brought you to the Y?
Well, kind of funny, two different things. So I think this is going on my 14th year with the YMCA, so I have been working for them for a while. Previously, I worked for the YMCAs over in Seattle. How I fell into that was, as a kid, I was the person who just loved to go to summer camp. My bags were packed 2 weeks in advance. I just couldn't wait. So I learned more and more about different types of recreation, community recreation. I was involved, in different leadership programs in high school. And then when I went to college, I found out that you could actually get a degree in recreation. And so I was surprised that my parents were on board with that because I didn't think that they would go for it. But then I got a BA from Western Washington University up in Bellingham in community and outdoor recreation. When I graduated from college, I kind of did a couple different jobs and, all sorts of different things, piecemealing recreation together, which if you're in that field, you kind of know how that works. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up landing a full-time job with the YMCA, immediately fell in love with what the Y does. And what they stand for. And I guess that's how I'm still with them today.
And so you came to Sandpoint when the Y began its journey here.
Ironically, yes and no. I didn't come to Sandpoint for the YMCA. So actually, I was driving through Sandpoint on my way from Missouri to Wenatchee, because at the time I was living in Wenatchee. And I stopped in Sandpoint, got a ice cream cone, was sitting there, and I'm like, well, this is kind of a nice town. And that's how I ended up moving here. For the first 2 years when I moved here, I actually was a school teacher. I was a third grade teacher up in Bonner's Ferry. And then after my second year teaching, that's when the Y had moved here. And like I said, I love working for the Y. So when I heard they were coming to town,
easy return.
I interviewed, and yeah, I'm so happy.
What was the other bookend there? What was Missouri about?
I had a friend that was, I had just graduated, so I had got my master's degree and in education, and I had about a 6-month gap before they would be starting to hire for, teachers for the new year. Mm-hmm. So I traveled over to Missouri. A friend of mine was building a house back there. So helped build a house for about, 5 or 6 months, and then was on my way back to Washington. And I stopped here and I said, well, hey, I'll give this place a whirl.
So did you have that Longbridge moment, or did you first come in on Highway 200 and have that Schweitzer in the sky moment?
Yeah, no, I did not come over the Longbridge. Yeah. People ask me that all the time, and I said, no, I actually came in the other way. And people would always tell me, how cute Sandpoint is, and it's definitely cuter when you're coming in over the Longbridge.
Yeah.
But, I found downtown and, like I said, walked around, got some ice cream, and yeah.
Well, so the Y has been the Y for how long? Longtime residents will remember it as SWAC, the Sandpoint West Athletic Center.
Yes.
And then it transitioned to the Y, I'm going to stake a guess, 7-8 years ago?
Yeah, it's about right, 2019.
Okay.
So, Don Helander, who is amazing, big kudos to him because he was a huge part. Him and Sue were a big part of, that transitioning it over to the Y. When they were getting ready to sell SWAC, they wanted something that was going to positively impact the community. And so they had some conversations with our CEO down in Spokane, and they chatted and got that relationship going. And so the YMCA purchased that building in 2019. So, it's coming up. Been there for a while.
And it's known as the Lighthouse YMCA. Tell us about that connection.
So, as you guys know, the Lighthouse Foods here in Sandpoint. So there are a couple key people in town that kind of helped make this all happen. A big shout out to Kendon Perry and Bill Atkins. So they were in some of those conversations with our corporate staff down in Spokane, and they partnered, spoke to Lighthouse Foods and asked, hey, would you guys be willing to be our naming sponsor? And basically that means that, they help get a YMCA off the ground. It's a substantial donation. And the one thing that was really neat with that relationship was that Lighthouse Foods and the YMCA really do have pretty common values. And so it was a really natural fit. So they were really excited to partner with the YMCA. And in fact, now what they're really trying to do is help sponsor YMCAs wherever they have a manufacturing plant. So there's a couple of different places. I can't remember what states they're in, but I do recall that conversation. Lighthouse Foods has been an amazing supporter and sponsor and a huge advocate in getting the YMCA here in Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm. Let's delve into that a little further, because the SWAC and the Helanders were very community-oriented, and you've touched on similar values that they held to YMCA and Lighthouse. Let's talk about what those are.
The YMCA, a lot of people think of the YMCA that we're just a gym, a place where people go and work out, or they think, that's where people learn how to swim. And that's true. We do have a gym. People do work out there. People learn how to swim. But the biggest thing about the YMCA is building that sense of community. We're for youth development, healthy living. And we try to, in any way we can, help connect people, help them reach their goals, whether that's, mind, body, spirit, whatever they're trying to do, we want to be there to help them succeed. And creating that sense of community is something that's really important to us. And so we're really family focused. We never turn anybody away for inability to pay. So it's just kind of a different, when people tell me, you work at the gym, I always cringe for just a minute because I'm like, yes, we have a gym, but we are so much more than a gym, because it is truly just a really encouraging community, and that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. And it's connected with, you've mentioned the Spokane connection, so it's part of a regional collection of Y's, and there's a national organization. Tell us where it all fits in.
Yeah, so the YMCA, I think I probably already mentioned it, but if I didn't, we are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. And the YMCAs are actually worldwide. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of neat. However, so the way that it works is there's something called YMCA of the USA, and that's kind of an overarching umbrella. But then there are, we call them associations. And so in different pockets, you know, there's different associations. And so our association is the, like I said, the one here in Sandpoint. And then we have four other branches in Spokane. For example, if you go to Seattle, they have, I think, like 15 or 16 in their association. You know, I looked at working for the Y down in Santa Barbara, and I think they have like 6 or 7 in their association. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So while it is nationwide, there's different little clusters that operate.
All operate together.
Yeah.
How many are there worldwide, roughly?
Take a stab. I don't even know. I'm not even going to, because there's so many. There's just a lot. And I mean, one of the cool things is typically, I can't speak for every YMCA, but typically if you have a YMCA membership and let's say you're going on a cross-country trip, you can stop at Y's along the way.
Okay.
So if you are a member at the Y here in Sandpoint and, you know, you want to drive to Florida, you can stop at a lot of Y's along the way, which is really fun and just, you know, to see other YMCAs and other communities. So that's fun.
Work out, get a shower.
Yep. Work out, get a shower.
And YMCA and YWCA, related or just similar but not related?
They are related in some capacity, but probably not as much as you would think. So we do partner a lot with them, but we're not, you know, the same organization, technically.
Okay, well, let's come back to Sandpoint and the mission of Mind, Body, Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about how that plays out with what the Y does.
Okay, so yeah, so basically, you know, we believe that healthy individuals create healthy communities. And so we want to support people's physical health, their mental health, and then, you know, what we would call being connected to something bigger than themselves. So that being said, that's why we really do try to have different programs and different activities, different events, different ways for people to just really connect with one another. So there's a lot of different things that the Y does. Like, for example, you know, we have support groups, we have cancer survivor groups, we have our child care, which is great for, you know, the little kiddos to be able to connect and have a space for mom and dad to, you know, take a break, meet new friends. We really do try, like when we do group exercise classes, we try to, one of the things our staff does is they try to connect different people that come to their classes to create friendships. And that's kind of one of the neat things is, you know, you'll see people who maybe are new to town or have never been in before. They come in, we give them a tour, we try to get them connected into, you know, whatever area they're interested in. Mm-hmm. If they're really interested in swimming, you know, we try to get them connected with the group there at the pool. If they're more interested in, you know, dance, fitness, or yoga, mm-hmm. we try to get them connected in that capacity. And what's really neat is to watch people create those relationships and create friendships that then move outside of the YMCA into the community. And it's kind of that piece where if you know, you have a bunch of healthy individuals and then all those individuals go out into the community and that's making the community healthier as well. Mm-hmm. So kind of a ripple effect is, which I'm sure tons of organizations do the same thing, but that's kind of our take.
Core mission for a lot of organizations is that community connection. And there is a focus on families with the Y.
Definitely. So we do have a lot of youth programming. So that clearly is one of, you know, our pillars, and it's that's really important to us. So beside one of the things a lot of people don't know is if you come to work out, you can have your kiddos in our kids club while you're working out. Mm-hmm. And like I said, they do crafts and activities, they play games. So that's fun for them to be able to do. But on top of that, you know, we have all the swimming lessons, which have been packed lately. You know, they can do group swim lessons, they can do private swim lessons. We have kids art clubs that go on. We had summer camp. We're kind of in a lull right now because it's, you know, just the, what, is it 1 week or 2 weeks before school starts? Yeah. I think it's only like a week now.
I think it's a week away.
Yeah, it's a week away. So we're kind of in that little gap right now where we don't have a ton going on right now. But then, you know, moving into fall, we'll switch some of our youth programming. So it's, you know, after school, and we're going to do a kids fitness club. In the YMCA also, one of our goals is because we want to be really ingrained in our community, we try to partner with other organizations. And so one of the things we have been focusing on is really partnering with the school district this last year. So we've created special needs swim class for the middle school and the high school. In addition, we're trying to start a partnership with the school to possibly create a lifeguarding certification as a PE credit. Hmm. So that's something that we're looking into as well. So definitely the Y is interesting because, and it's one of the reasons I fell in love with the Y when I first started working with them in Seattle. Because I'll tell you, I didn't know very much about the Y when I started working there. And then when I, you know, about 6 months into it, I was like, man, this organization is truly amazing. And it's like no other organization I had known before. Because one of the reasons I think it's so neat is we serve from 6 weeks old. You can bring a six-week-year-old to our kids club. And then all the way up until, you know, 99, however old you're going to get. And so we have programming really for everybody. And so I think that's, it's kind of a really magical thing because you have, you know, the whole spectrum. And I do feel like, you know, it really does take every kind of individual to create mm-hmm. a healthy community.
Tell us about some of the programs. What are some of the more, the right word is here, popular as a surrogate. What are some of the steady programs you have year-round that always fill up?
So we have a couple. So we have our, and like I said, these aren't going yet. They will hopefully start up, you know, when school starts. So we have a beginner's karate class for, you know, little guys and girls. And then we have fairy tale ballet. We have some other dance classes. We have tumbling. We're really into creating different, I don't know if you want to call them STEM activities or art activities, just ways for kids to be creative. Mm-hmm. So one of our staff members who's amazing, she's our aquatics director, Kayla Ireland. Her and I both are really artsy, creative people, so we definitely try to implement that into the YMCA. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have our weekly kids art club, so that'll be really fun. And then, you know, we're going to try and get some more leadership programs going. We're actually hiring for a youth coordinator, so just a little shout out there. If there's anybody who's, you know, loves working with youth, we are looking for a youth coordinator. So, yeah, just to continue. And then obviously we have, I mean, I would say if you're looking for the most quote-unquote popular program, that's going to be our swim lessons. Mm-hmm. And they just, they're always going and they're always busy and they always fill up. But it is so fun to watch, you know, all the kids learn how to swim and have a great time. And then they can graduate into the swim team, which actually is not a YMCA program. So the Sandpoint Sharks, they're amazing. Coach Emily runs that. And so once they graduate out of YMCA swim lessons, we can, you know, send them off to the Sharks so that they can continue their journey in the water.
And the Sharks aren't affiliated with one of the, it's not a school swim team. It's, independent of that?
Correct. So Sandpoint, if your kids are interested in swimming, there's a lot of opportunities here in Sandpoint. So there's a couple different things. So they can do the middle school swim team. They can do the high school swim team. And those are obviously only for a portion of the year. And then beyond that, they can join the Sandpoint Sharks, which is, you know, its own entity. And they swim year round. And so all three of them practice at our pool. So it just kind of depends which one you want to be a part of. And I will tell you that some of the athletes are, you know, they're a part of the school team and the club team.
Yeah.
So
they don't train in Lake Ponderay.
You know, I don't think so. I know that Emily, like I said, Coach Emily Renzini, who's amazing and she does a phenomenal job. I know that she does encourage a lot of them to, you know, get out there and do the long bridge swim and stuff like that. But no, I don't think they don't typically train in the lake.
That would be okay in July, but maybe not so much in January.
Yeah, no, a little cold.
Yeah. So I know, you know, I've talked to people all the time and they'll say, oh, yeah, I was playing ping pong with so-and-so at the Y. Tell us about the range of facilities that there are.
Yeah, so there are some family, you know, activities and or not families, can just be for adults too. So at the Y, we have our two, you know, basically workout areas. So for strength equipment, we have our typical standard workout room upstairs, and that kind of has the cardio and the free weights and the strength training. And then we have a downstairs room that we call our base room, and that's more of like a CrossFit, HIIT or body weight style of a room to work out in. After that, we have our what we call our family activity center, and so we have two racquetball courts, which can also be turned into handball courts and squash courts. Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge racquetball person, but I do know that you can switch up the courts so you can play all three. And then after that, we have two pickleball courts outside. We have basketball, and then we have ping pong and foosball. Mm. So, yeah, there's some different fun things wide for variety. People to do. Yeah. Yeah, there is a wide variety of stuff. Yeah.
So, upcoming classes for the fall that you want to promote, or nothing in particular beyond the ones you've described?
You know, we are adding, I mean, we stay pretty busy year-round, and so, you know, in the fall, we typically like to try to add a few new things. But we're pretty packed as it is already, so, you know, we don't add a ton of new things. But like I said, that we're trying to get that program going, partnering with the school, where we try to do a lifeguarding course as a PE credit. So that could be something new. We're going to do a youth leadership program, as well as our kids' fitness club will come back in the fall. Mm-hmm. That will be that our, like I said, our art club after school on Tuesdays, that will come back. And then we always add in a little bit, you know, some new classes here and there. So there'll be a new dance class. There'll be some additional yoga classes. We have actually quite a few yoga classes that are going on. And then in the fall, something that we introduced pretty recently is our master's swim program. And so people have been asking for that for a long time. And that is, you know, it's geared towards adults who want to try and, you know, strengthen their swimming skills and, you know, maybe meet some friends who are also interested, you know, in diving into that area. Mm-hmm. And so I don't remember, the times and stuff will change as we go into fall. But that's kind of exciting because it's been really popular for the last month, and we're excited to continue that, hopefully, year-round.
It sounds like an incredibly large facility. How big is it?
I don't think it's that big. You know, it's I don't know the square footage, but I mean, it is big, but it's not that big. So like I said, we have two racquetball courts, a basketball court, a pool. We actually have two group exercise studios. We have a cycling studio and then, you know, our normal studio and then two workout rooms.
And it's essentially membership based.
Yeah.
So you must have a tremendous a tremendously large amount of members.
We do have quite a few members. On average, I would say probably an easier number for people to think about in their head. We have anywhere from like 400 to 600 people in and out of there a day. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it is a busy place for sure. You know, it really just depends, because that number of memberships will fluctuate throughout the year. So like right now is, you know, obviously our lowest season, because as you know, if you live here, during these months where it's so pretty, you want to be outside.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once fall hits and it gets a little bit colder.
Like, oh yeah, I should go back to the Y.
Yeah. Then they're like, maybe I need to go exercise inside again in the heated pool. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Once the lake gets too cold.
What's the one thing about the Y that people should know, but they don't?
I mean, like I said before, the biggest thing that, I tell people to take away is that we are so much more than a gym. Mm-hmm. When you start coming to the Y, you quickly realize that you're part of kind of a sub-community or another little family. I mean, I would say that the YMCA is my other family. Not only just the Y here in Sandpoint with the staff that I work with and with all of our members, but then also, you know, I'm part of a bigger YMCA family nationwide. And so it's kind of that piece of, you know, somewhere to belong and grow and learn and thrive.
I like the idea of traveling and flashing that. Is there a secret handshake that you need to know?
Yeah, you just do the YMCA, the dance. Yeah. No, yeah. There's cards. We have cards that you take. But yeah, I would say that. And the other thing that is kind of unique about the YMCA that I don't know if everybody knows, as far as like being able to come to the YMCA, a lot of people think, oh, you know, being a member at a gym is a luxury, you know. And at the Y, we feel that being able to exercise and being able to be connected to your community, it's more of a just a human right, not necessarily something that, you know, should be left to an elite group. And so what we don't turn anybody away for inability to pay. Mm-hmm. So a couple of different things. We do a lot of insurance paid memberships. So if your insurance happens to pay for the YMCA, then, you know, we do all the paperwork with you, and then you have no monthly cost to you. So that's huge. We partner with a lot of different employers to try to provide that benefit to their employees. And then, excuse me, and then on top of it, we do have a subsidized program so that we work with people based on their income level. And in order to be able to do that, we fundraise. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's kind of another piece that does set the Y apart, because we truly want everybody mm-hmm. to be able to be a part of something.
So if someone's new to town and they are intrigued about the Y, what's the best way for them to proceed? How do they find out more?
I mean, I would say you can always go on the website, which is www.ymcainw, like Inland Northwest, .org. So you can always get on there and, you know, check that out. However, I would say that the best thing to do is to just come on in. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know where we're located, it's 1905 Pine Street. And so the best thing I think is just come on in. We'll give you a tour. You're going to meet some phenomenal staff. I mean, mm-hmm. we just have amazing people that work for us. You'll feel the sense of belonging and community and fun right when you walk in the door. And we'll give you a tour. You'll probably get a few guest passes as well. And then we'll answer any questions that you have.
And you're open 7 days a week.
We are open 7 days a week. So, you know, we're not closed very many days of the year. I think we're closed Thanksgiving, Christmas, and 4th of July. Okay. But other than that, we're open. Our hours, they're pretty easy. So 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then 7 to 7 on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm, okay.
So yeah, we're open quite. We're open quite a bit.
Yeah. That's a pretty healthy range of hours.
Yeah.
Well, we're wrapping up the interview here. Heidi, any closing thoughts for our listeners? Anything we haven't covered that you wanted to talk about?
No, I mean, I just really encourage everybody to, if you want to come check us out, we'd love to have you. Like I said, it's such a fun place to be a part of. You get to know all the staff, you get to know all the people. It's just a great place to see your friends and be encouraged to be the healthiest that you can be.
Very good. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is KRFY and The Morning Show here at 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Phil Huff, and this morning we've been talking with Heidi Bohol, Executive Director of the YMCA. If you missed any of the interview and want to re-listen to it, it'll be rebroadcast this afternoon at 2 p.m., and it'll be available as a podcast on our website at krfy.org. Thanks for coming in this morning, Heidi.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.